Hi there, it's Pastor Jeff, and I've come to let you know some exciting news. I'm here to tell you that as of today, we've created a new discipleship tool that I pray will bless you and help you to be a blessing to others. For many of us, no doubt, we've struggled with the question of what do you do and how do you approach and what do you share with those who have a curiosity about Christianity, with those that God has opened the door for you to share with, and those who you don't necessarily know where they are, but there's no question that they're leaning in to what God is doing in your life, and you're being asked to share your faith. Well, we've put together what I've called By the Book, Come and See Christianity. We want to give you the tools to share with others, not just the particulars of the Christian faith, not just the process of the Christian faith, not even singularly the person of Christ in the Christian faith, but all of this together to answer that fundamental question, to lay down that foundational set of truths that allow you to be used of God to help another to be drawn to Him or grown up closer to Him. Now, this By the Book tool, this Come and See Christianity toolbox, it's built on 7 fundamental truths, 7 biblical perspectives. And here's what I want you to understand and hopefully take away from this time that we're spending together. And that is, if you've ever struggled with the question of where and how do I begin, this tool is here to help. This tool will help you to bring the message that is both holy and helpful, hopeful for those who are truly or at least sincerely pressing in to some degree of either conviction or curiosity or submission or surrender. And here's what you'll need to know in getting ready. The 7 principled pillars are, first, the fundamental belief system of every Christian. Now, this is not going to be a deep plunge into the pool of theology. In fact, I'll tell you, it's this simple and straightforward. The first piece is the fundamental truth that everything that we do, everything that we believe, every priority that we set is based on God's Word. His Word is the ultimate authority in all things. It gives us all of our definitions, all of our priorities, all of our guidance, everything we believe and hope to become will come forth from God's Word. That leads to the second fundamental principle, and that is all of our pursuits are to be in God's will. And lastly, that all of our pursuits per God's Word will be done God's way. Simple. God's Word, God's will, God's way. Amen? This is the type of simplicity and yet at the same time comprehensiveness, because think about it. It doesn't get much more simple than God's Word, God's will, and God's way. And yet, you and I could spend a lifetime trying to get our hands all the way around those principles. This in part is the tension of the Christian life. To understand the clear guardrails of God's Word while walking in the clear guidance of God's Spirit as the clear ambassadors that we've been called to be as God's people. Amen? So in here we have the simplicity of understanding with the complexity of a lifetime to grow into. In the same way, the second of the pillars will be to explain the facts, the true facts that cover everything from the beginning of creation to the closure of time as we know it. We'll go from the facts to looking at what it is to live in the framework that God's Word tells us every Christian, every pagan, every Muslim, every Hindu, every atheist, the framework of all human life. By doing this, we're able to establish a credibility and a platform from which we can explain everything. That leads us next to the fourth of the pillars, which will be to explain the fight that every human life is in, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not. It explains the real life principle dynamics that say every human being will have a battle that's happening on three tiers: a fight for what goes on in the head, a fight for what goes on in the heart, and a fight for what is going to be done by our hands. And we look at that closely, and we're going to be prepared to pour into that at every level of spiritual development. Now that leads us to the fifth, which is to understand and explain the faith. And in so doing, we're not going to look at church history. We're not going to look at the divisions and the differences between denominations. We're just going to focus in on the gospel. But we're going to focus in on the full context of the gospel, from the spiritual warfare that is happening prior to coming to Christ, the understanding of the miraculous work of grace that must take place if we do come to Christ, the actual biblical view of what happens at the coming to Christ, as well as the response that will happen and be given to every true child of God. We'll even cover the warnings that God's Word makes clear so that there's not a misunderstanding, and that we'll have tools to defend against the self-deception that we're prone to stumble into, as well as the intentional deception that Satan and his minions are laying out there for the world as snares and traps. Almost to the end, number six, we'll look at what it is to be in the family of God. And again, a very simple and yet comprehensive portrait, a biblical portrait of understanding what it means and what it will look like to become a part of the family of God. Then lastly, we'll close with the forever understanding, the forever perspective, the forever paradigm that God wants his people to live with, and the message that we get to carry to this dark and dying world. Part of the love and the light that we bring in the context of the good news is the fact that what we know to be true will be true forever. And while that will smell like life to some, we've also come to understand that we will bring the aroma of death to others. Now, that's not our expectation. That's the Bible's declaration. So here's the tool. I want to ask you, if you're a part of the Bridge family, to embrace this tool as the starting point. There's going to be power in our unification, power in our shared set of definitions, power in our shared conversations, not only internally as we all grow and solidify our foundation, but also as we grow up and out and we share these truths and begin to build upon them, all for the glory of God, as disciples who make disciples who make disciples, as those who seek to bring God glory by finding and growing more glorifiers. May it be by the book, and if it weren't obvious enough, that means by the Bible's clear guidance. May God's Word, God's will, and God's ways serve as our foundation, because it's not just our message, but it's also our methods that must be in line with God and His Word. Oh, may we be the ambassadors of Christ, that He went to the cross to give us the privilege to be. Amen. Please take these tools, 7 short videos, an hour and a half, 90 minutes in total, and take them to heart so that you can take them out to the heartland that is desperately in need of the truth and the love of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen.